The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 33. Marianne pushed open the heavy glass door of Howard & Associates with her daughter in tow. She looked down the long corridor of cubicles, but the office was basically empty. She could hear her husband's voice emanating from the executive office in the back. Chase was on the phone and engaged in a difficult real estate negotiation for a buyer. When he saw his wife and daughter step into the office, he smiled warmly.
"Hey, listen, Spencer. My wife and daughter just came in. Can I give you a call back in a few minutes?"
"Thanks."
He put the phone down and pushed his leather chair away from his desk so JC could climb onto his lap.
"Well, this is a nice surprise."
JC put her little arms around Chase's neck and gave him a squeeze.
"Oh, Daddy, Mommy and me almost died."
Confused, he looked to Marianne, noticing the stressed expression on her face.
"What is she talking about?"
"JC and I met up with Valerie at that cafe you like, the one that woman Shonda owns. Well, we were just getting ready to order brunch when this hoodlum-looking person came in and walked right up to the bar to talk to Shonda. The next thing I know, Val got up from our table and walked up behind him. She got the man's attention, and when he turned around, she just shot him."
"Where did Valerie get the gun?"
he asked incredulously.
"She keeps this tiny pistol in her purse. She didn't even hesitate, Chase. As soon as she saw the gun in the guy's hand, she fired. She took him by surprise, blew half his head off with one shot. It was awful. There was blood everywhere."
"He was a robber, Daddy. Annie Val killed him,"
JC added proudly. Chase suddenly realized the dirty hoodlum-looking person was Rico, the guy he hired to kill Shonda. He did his best to feign concern in order to hide his disappointment.
Is Shonda okay? She wasn't hurt, was she?"
"No, thank goodness. Of course, she was very shaken." Marianne walked over to Chase and leaned over the back of his chair.
"I didn't want to expose JC to any more of that, so I got her out of the cafe and we walked down the street to your office."
"That was a good move. Jesus. So the guy is dead?"
"Very, very dead."
"I guess we'll never know why he went after Shonda." Marianne stared at her husband with a confused look on her face.
"Obviously, he intended to rob the place."
"Well, yeah, sure, of course."
He took a deep breath and squeezed both mother and daughter in his arms.
"I'm so glad you two are all right."
He looked at JC.
"That must have been really scary for you."
"I was brave, Daddy,"
JC boasted.
"Can I have a gun like Auntie Val for my birthday?"
"Absolutely not," Marianne interjected.
Chase looked down at JC smiling.
"Your mother's right. Guns are very dangerous."
"But Auntie Val used a gun to kill a bad man."
"I know, honey, but she's lucky he didn't shoot her first. Guns are dangerous."
"Okay,"
JC pouted, disappointed. "I honestly don't think I could ever go back to that cafe again. I'm afraid I'll always associate it with danger." Marianne looked away. "I hope Shonda's all right. That ordeal must have terrified her."
"I'm sure she's fine. Small businesses are always at risk for this sort of thing. Comes with the territory."
After a few more minutes in Chase's office, Marianne decided to take JC home to have lunch. Neither had a chance to eat, and JC was excited to go home to share the excitement of the morning with her brother. Marianne kissed her husband goodbye and walked back down the street to retrieve her car. By then, the coroner had removed the body and the cafe had closed for the day.
Chase rested his forehead in his hand and sighed heavily. He had just shelled out $4,000 on a hit and had absolutely nothing to show for it. Shonda wasn't even wounded. Thanks to Marianne's intrusive college friend, Shonda survived and would live to carry on with her blackmail scheme. At least, he wouldn't be associated with what, for all intents and purposes, looked like a failed attempted robbery. But now what?